Well, Alan, maybe not a classic, but you got a point out of it.
Yeah, we had to be well organised. We had to make sure that we were disciplined in the way that we were going to perform, because I know that Southampton have got some really good players, and this was always going to be a hard game for us. So delighted with the organisation, pleased with our passing at times, but not so pleased at other times. Overall, I think it was probably the right result.
Yeah, I mean, was it a case of both teams still settling into new managers and relatively new squads as well?
Perhaps, yeah. You know, obviously, from my own point of view, we're not where I want us to be ultimately, but we're getting there, and we're going in the right direction fairly quickly, and I'm really pleased with the way that the lads are going about things every day.
I mean, you left the side unchanged, like you say, you're a work in progress, evolving, and of course you've got to look at Brandon Day a little bit later on today as well.
Yeah, and Jason Davidson, and full marks to the two of them, because neither of them have had a pre-season, and yet they've come in and they've coped with a Premier League game. You know, and that takes a lot of doing, and I'm absolutely delighted for them and delighted with them.
When you spend a lot of money on a player like Day, I mean, the fans want to see him, and he did show little flashes of today of promise.
Yes, he did. He had a good movement for the header at the back post. He again had good movement and a good touch to create a chance for himself as well, which to be honest, I expected him to score, because he's a very good finisher. But credit to Fraser Forster, it was a good save.
Mm-hmm. And overall, this game and the Sunderland game, let's say you're work in progress, but you're saying generally pleased with the way you're going at the moment.
I'm really pleased with the way the lads are going at the moment. Really pleased. I don't think I could have expected them to be in any better form than they are at this particular time. You know, probably it's only been the last 2 weeks that we've actually had a big squad to work with on a day-to-day basis, and the lads have worked extremely well.